Welcome to Medallion Press Radio, the monthly internet presence of book publisher Medallion Press. Our first guest is a world traveler, but she always loves to come back to the places she's called home. Her new novel has been described as a compelling novel of loss and renewal, of revenge and redemption, a credible, inspiring tale of lasting love and its power to endure, to flourish, to heal wounds deemed not healable. Here is Helen A. Rosberg talking about her latest novel, Blaze of Lightning, Roar of Thunder.
The first question I wanted to ask you is, what inspired you to write Blaze of Lightning, Roar of Thunder?
The desert Southwest. Much of my growing up years were spent in the West, in the high desert and other parts of the West, and I love it, and I wanted to write a book with that as a setting. So I decided to write a Western.
Now, have you ever written a Western before?
Nope, this is my first one.
I love the title. How did you come up with it?
Well, when I was doing some research, and I read about how these marauders would, when once they wiped out the Apaches and they were getting bounty money from the government for Apache scalps, and when they ran out of those scalps, they started in on the Mexicans in the villages just south of the Arizona border. And so I came up with my heroine being a victim of this, and when I thought about how she would become a victim and how she would survive, and she'd get shot in the head, and, you know, I saw in my mind a lightning-like scar, and I named her Blaze. And then I was looking, I decided I wanted I had a Mexican heroine, I decided I wanted to do an ethnic hero. So I was looking through all my Indian books, and one on Apache language, and I saw an interesting Apache name, which in Apache, translated from the Apache, means bringer of thunder. And I just sort of put that together, blaze of lightning, roar of thunder. She's the blaze of lightning, he's the roar of thunder. And then my characters were developed on that title.
Now tell us more about the character of Blaze. Is she just the machine of vengeance, or are there other underlying motivations that drive her existence in the story?
Vengeance is a mechanism for survival in her case. It's what keeps her alive and keeps her moving forward. She was a very, very happy child in a very, very happy family. And she wants to return somehow to that happiness. And she doesn't want to dwell in darkness or want to die to be with her family. She has to survive. And so she makes vengeance her goal. It keeps her moving forward. And it helps her to survive. And it's the memory of happiness that she's moving forward to. You know, the vengeance keeps her moving, but it's not moving forward, existing, surviving, but it's not her sole raison d'etre. She knows happiness. She has known happiness. She wants to return to happiness.
Can you unveil a little bit about Ring Crossman for us?
Well, in the book, he has a pretty solid history, like how he got his name and how he was raised. But this is the interesting question, because Ring Crossman was the star of an earlier book that I never finished. However, I loved that character. I just loved him. And so I gave him a voice in this book. You know, it was a Western and he was a horse wrangler. So I allowed him in to this book. I just love the character of Ring Crossman.
And in Blaze of Lightning, he comes across Blaze after the tragedy with her family. Is that correct?
And he finds her in the wilderness, and she's living, you know, just eking out an existence. And one of his wranglers that he was on the trail with horses broke his leg, and he was going for medical help, and he runs across her in the wilderness, and his wrangler is nearly dead, and she saves his life, and he comes to respect this girl that's, you know, surviving against huge odds in the middle of the wilderness, in the life she's made for herself. And then he asks her what her name is, and she says she has shed her identity. When she buried her family, her entire village, when she was done, she shed her bloody clothing and walked naked into the mountains, where she was literally and figuratively reborn. And so she shed her former identity, and she tells him that she has no name. So he said, because he names horses all the time, he said, then I'll give you a name, and I'm going to call you Blaze for that streak of white in your hair where the bullet traced its path. And she didn't even know she had that streak of white. She hadn't seen a mirror, and he gives her a little chip of mirror, you know, that he carries to shave with, and she sees the streak of lightning in her hair for the first time and takes the name Blaze.
And do they develop a romance?
He falls in love with her, and she wonders if what she feels for him is love, but she's not sure if it's love or companionship.
Now, how does Bane fit into the story?
Bane is a half-breed Apache who's running with a band of Apache, displaced Apache braves in an area around Phoenix, which is where Ring and Blaze end up. And they're riding out on the desert. And it's a day that she's decided to ride out with him on the desert to see if she does love him or not. She's trying to make up her mind. And they notice a band of Apache braves harassing some settlers in a very remote, you know, location. And she and Ring come to their rescue. And she and Ring manage to take care of three or four Apache braves, and then a fifth rides up, and that's Bane. And he's obviously in charge of this band, which these renegade braves, and he sends them packing in no uncertain terms. And there is something, and he's on his own trail of vengeance, remember, and there is something instantly between Bane and Blaze that they recognize in each other's souls.
The overwhelming theme in the book seems to be violence and vengeance. Does it parallel anything that's happening in your life or in the world today? And why a story with such violence and vengeance?
It does not have anything to do with what's going on with me or the world. It's just a story that grew out of characters as I... put layer upon layer on these characters, this, you know, and gave them backgrounds and gave them a point to aspire to in the future. The story evolved, and they are legends. They became legendary figures in the West. And if you think about Western legends, they usually grew out of gunfire and guns. And so it's just a tale of legendary characters in the West.
And does vengeance ever really pay off? Can it be satiated?
I don't know the answer to that. Personally, my morals and ethics say vengeance can never have a payoff. Can it be satiated? I believe that it probably can, at least in some form, and it certainly is resolved in my story.
Now, what was the thing you enjoyed most about writing Blaze of Lightning, Roar of Thunder?
Well, I loved the characters. I just loved visiting with them. I loved writing about the West. It's been such a huge part of my life. And, you know, writing it in my head, I was back there. And one of my reviewers mentioned that I brought the desert landscape alive in a way that they've never experienced before, and it's my passion for that landscape and my love of it, and it was just a joy to remember it and to describe it.
What was the most difficult thing about writing this book?
He'll laugh, but I had to kill some horses in the book because this is violent, and the plot twists involved some of the very interesting action involved having to kill animals. And I hate writing about that. I hate writing about that. Furthermore, then I know my daughter will never read it. She said, Mom, I'm not reading, for instance, The Circle of a Promise, published by Leisure, because I hamstrung a horse in it and killed some puppies. And Mom, you're a puppy killer. Allie, those were fictional puppies, honey. The book is very high drama. I will warn readers, it is very high drama.
Of the supporting cast of characters, who would you say you had the most fun writing?
Of the supporting cast, I would say a woman who has a very small role near the end, but it's a Sioux woman who is taken captive by the villain in the book. And how she's a very strong woman who manages to survive and even mentally torment her physical tormentor. And it was writing her, it was almost as if I was channeling a true Indian woman's spirit. Because the dialogue, the things that she came up with, the things she did, the things she said, the way she behaved, the way she tried to save herself, it was just magical. I mean, I really felt she was inside me coming out, a true voice. And that was quite a moving experience for me, was writing her.
Now, what advice would you give aspiring writers?
Oh, boy, and I sure wish they would listen to it. Writing is an art, but all arts involve a craft. An architect may have a talent for designing a beautiful house or a beautiful building, but he has to learn how to draw blueprints. That's his craft. He has to learn to be a draftsman first. A doctor, a surgeon may be, you know, an artful surgeon, but he has to learn how to cut and sew, and that's the craft. A visual artist may be able to paint beautiful pictures, have a talent for that, but has to learn how to mix paint, how to stretch canvases, how to understand a color chart, a color wheel, how to know different things of that nature. It's a craft. And a writer needs to have the same foundation in their craft. They need to know grammar, punctuation, sentence structure. They need to know what a prepositional phrase is and when not to use it. They have to know what transitive verbs are so they can change up. You know, I see too many writers with great stories, but every single sentence begins with he or she, begins with a pronoun. They don't know how to use prepositional phrases or gerunds, or they don't even know what those things are. You cannot be a writer without knowing those things. That's the craft. Learn it.
All right. Now, when people read this book, Blaze of Lightning, Roar of Thunder, and they love it, and they want to give you praise, where can they get in touch with you?
Oh, hire a skywriter over my house. No, I have several places where fans can visit me with my guest book on my personal website, HelenRosberg.com. I have a MySpace page, and I'm developing a Facebook.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, I am just becoming so techno these days. I have to confess, though, somebody else is doing all these things for me.
What are you working on next?
Staying sane. I am just so pleased with myself. Besides running Medallion, being president and executive editor, I actually got my 2009 release written and about to go off to my editor. And in 2010, exciting things are happening with the release of my personal biography and a re-release of a book that I wrote in the Medallion Masterpiece imprint. And then the year after that, I will have a new Medallion Masterpiece, and that is a paranormal romance in that imprint called Song of the Sea. And that's what I ought to be working on if I know what's good for me.
That was Helen A. Rosberg sharing with us a little bit about her latest Southwestern historical romance, Blaze of Lightning, Roar of Thunder, available now at Bricks and Webs Everywhere and at medallionpress.com. To purchase, simply click on the web retailer of your choice.